right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about ways that we can go about improving our concentration, focusing better. So we've taken a look at a few things. Now, let's take a look at our environment, actually rethinking our environment, because it plays a significant role in how well we're able to concentrate. In fact, and I'm going to say this, and I'm already wondering how many people will disagree with me. Listen to this. It is known that by decluttering your home or tidying your desk, your mind also feels more orderly, free, and able to think more clearly. It is known that by decluttering your home. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who could really care less about having a neat, clean home. But there are benefits to it. And remember, as I've shared with you, those of you who are either married or are going to be married, it may be just a non-issue for you that the house is a mess. But if your spouse or your spouse-to-be really needs the house to be neat and clean, hopefully you will love your spouse enough that you will give the spouse who needs a neat, clean home priority. You will all benefit, even though you don't care that it's a cluttered mess. When it is not cluttered, when it is neat, and when it is clean, everyone benefits. Everyone benefits. It is known that by decluttering your home or tidying up your desk, it frees your mind and enables you to think more clearly. I know that there are people who say, no, don't make my desk neat. I know where I put everything. I know exactly what is on my desk. Whatever I need is on this desk. I know exactly where to put my hands on it. Not going to argue that. But does that negate the findings that if the desk were neat and tidy, you would be able to think more clearly? Your mind would be freed up. Let's look at it this way. You have more bookshelves in your office or wherever this desk is. More bookshelves and file cabinets, things that will allow you to store whatever you have on your desk. Papers can go on some of those bookshelves. Some of the smaller books can go on those bookshelves, etc. Is it possible that you can move those things off of your desk and neatly organize them on a bookshelf, and just like you were able to find them on the desk because you knew exactly where you had put each item, could you also know exactly where you put each item if you put them neatly on shelves and clear your desk up so that it's no longer cluttered, so that in a strange way, your mind is no longer cluttered, but instead it's freed up. It's better organized. Could that possibly benefit you? Rethink your environment. You can indeed make changes to your environment so that it is favorable for sustaining concentration. Design your own work area in order to improve your productivity. Design your own workspace. Whether you have full control over the design of your workspace, or you can do something with your desk with just a few personal items, having control over some level of our work environment can help to improve productivity. A study compared people who completed a series of tasks in a bare and functional office space. All right, so here's one scenario. There was an office space that was bare, didn't have anything in it, but it was functional. A second office was decorated with plants and pictures. Remember what we said earlier about greenery. A second office was decorated with plants and pictures. And in the third scenario, the office had been designed, the office space now, not talking about the whole building, but the office space that the individual occupied was designed by the individual who occupied that space. So those three scenarios, one office that was bare and functional, a second office that was decorated with plants and pictures, and a third office that the individual who occupied the space designed themselves. This is what they found. People who were in a space with plants and pictures were 17% more productive, 17% more productive than the people who were in the bare office. The people who designed their own spaces were 32% more productive than the workers who were at a functional desk. So again, those three scenarios, bare and functional, plants and pictures, self-designed. The people with the plants and pictures were 17% more productive than people in the bare office, while those who designed their own were 32% more productive than the workers at a bare office. So what else can you do as you come up with ways to spruce up your environment? How about sprucing it up not only with sight, but with sound? One recommendation, one specific recommendation that they mentioned is listening to Baroque classical music. In a study of radiologists' work lives, it was found that listening to Baroque classical music improved their mood and their job satisfaction and potentially improved diagnostic efficiency and accuracy and productivity. Interesting. And I imagine some of you saying, oh, let's make sure we get some Baroque classical music going everywhere where I have medical professionals, especially someone who's going to be performing surgery. Well, what if Baroque music is not your thing? You can still work with sounds. For example, certainly a good quality music alternative to Baroque classical, but not just music. How about natural sounds? For example, flowing water. Some researchers have discovered that playing natural sounds like flowing water, even in the office, can enhance cognitive abilities and optimize the ability to concentrate. Something else that you can do with your environment. What else comes to your mind? We've talked about sight and sound. So you've heard me mention those two. Is there anything else that comes to mind when it comes to sprucing up our environment? If we can do something with sight, what we see, we can do something with what we hear, there you go. Let's do something about what we smell. And one of their specific recommendations is rosemary aroma, because research has suggested that exposure to rosemary aroma may actually improve the speed and the accuracy of cognitive performance. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to share some more of this with you the next time, probably next Saturday, more on how we can improve our focus. Till next time.